May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawat-e-Islami and these are the headlines.
Faizan-e-Madina hai, Faizan-e-Madina hai, Deen ka paigham, khabar hai ye.
A Madani Marcus Fezan Medina is inaugurated by offering Jumma Salah in Istanbul, Turkey. The beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Attari Madani leads Jumma Salah. Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan, Arakeen Shura and other representatives also present. Haji Muhammad Asad Attari Madani offers dua for the quick recovery of Muhammad Nawaz Attari, urges him to be patient over the trial. An Islamic Brother donates a plot for a masjid to Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris Department in Attock. Head of Injira Kabina and the Islamic Brothers visit the plot.
We welcome our viewers. After the headlines, let's have a look at the details and first of all, let's give you a delightful Madani news. Yes, yesterday on Jumma, a Madani Markaz Fezan-e-Madina has been inaugurated under Dawat-e-Islami by offering Jumma Salah in Istanbul, Turkey, in which the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, the head of Shura Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Rukne Shura Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Rukne Shura Sayyid Ibrahim Attari, representatives and the Islamic Brothers from the UK, Spain, France, Greece, Germany, Belgium, Italy and African countries especially participated. Let's learn more in this report by Muhammad Tariq Attari Madani.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, the time has arrived for which the devotees of Rasul are waiting. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, Dawat-e-Islami is at the forefront in establishing Madani Marakis to present the invitation towards righteousness all over the world. Similarly, a grand Madani Marakis Fezan-e-Madina is inaugurated with offering Jumma Salah in Istanbul, Turkey, in which the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, head of Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Rukne Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Abdul Habib Attari, Rukne Shura Haji Sayyid Ibrahim Attari, as well as local scholars and devotees of Rasul were also present. Moreover, the devotees of Rasul from various countries including Spain, France, Greece, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Mozambique and South Africa attended the inauguration in the form of kafla.
Greece ke shahar Thessaloniki ki mein maujood hai aur hamara ye kafla inshallah taala Turkey Istanbul ke liye rawana ho raha hai by road.
Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai. Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai. Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai.
Birmingham se ab hum ja rahe Istanbul, Turkey mein. Hamare saath Islami bhai hain, kuch alag-alag airport se aa rahe hain.
At the Madani Marakis Fezan-e-Madina, head of Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan before Jumma Salah and said, Alhamdulillah, the efforts of the representatives of Dawat-e-Islami have paid off and we have succeeded in creating such a Madani Marakis Fezan-e-Madina where Azan will be called, Salah will be performed, the children will become Hafiz and Alim here. The head of Shura further said, After the Sunnah-inspired bayan of head of Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Rukne Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Abdul Habib Attari called Azan of Jumma and the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat delivered the sermon and led Salah. Moreover, after Jumma Salah, Salatu Salam was recited. Thereafter, the devotees of Rasul congratulated each other on the establishment of Madani Marakis Fezan-e-Madina.
Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai, Aashiqane Mustafa ki Dawat-e-Islami, Deen hai
سب کو سکھاتی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد
امت کی ہے خیر خواہی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد
با عمل ہم کو ہے بناتی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد
رحمان کی رحمت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی رحمان کی رحمت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی شیطان کی ہلاکت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی
دعوت اسلامی ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے دعوت اسلامی ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے
After the inauguration of Madani Marakaz Fazan in Medina, a meeting was held for the representatives of various countries and local Islamic brothers, in which the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, head of Markazi Madrasa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Arakeen Shura as well as local representatives participated. Moreover, Munajat and Dua were offered at the time of sunset.
Let's inform our viewers that the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, visited the plots bought for the construction of Faizan Rehabilitation Center and Jamiatul Madina at backside Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad. He also reviewed the construction works.
Alhamdulillah, Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, Faizan-e-Madina, Masajid and Darul Madina are establishing in Pakistan and abroad under the religious movement of the devotees of Rasul, spreading the teachings of Quran and Sunnah all around the world, Dawat-e-Islami, where the Islamic brothers are adorned with religious teachings. Similarly, many more departments are getting established for serving the religion. One of the departments is Faizan Rehabilitation Center, which is getting established in different cities, where children who are born with a disability, whether they are physically or mentally challenged, Dawat-e-Islami will also educate and train these children. Religious education as well as worldly education will be provided here. After Karachi, the foundation of Faizan Rehabilitation Center is also going to be established in Faisalabad. Rukn Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari along with other representatives visited the place taken for the construction of Faizan Rehabilitation Center and Jamiatul Madina near Madani Marakaz Faizan Madina in Madina town Faisalabad, Punjab. And while reviewing the construction works, he provided guidance to the representatives.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when a Muslim goes to visit his sick Muslim brother, he keeps picking the fruits of paradise until he returns. Alhamdulillah, after joining the religious environment of Dawat Islami, the devotees of Rasul sympathize in each other's griefs and sorrows, and when they hear about someone's illness, they visit him as well. Rukne Markazi Malisa Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Muhammad Asad Attari Madani, inquired about the health of Muhammad Nawaz Attari and offered dua for his quick recovery. Moreover, Rukne Shura urged Muhammad Nawaz Attari to be patient over the trial and to keep performing zikr of Allah Almighty.
Jo bimar aaye, shifa pa ke jaye, sikha de mujhe ایسا دم یا الہی سکھا دے مجھے ایسا دم یا الہی
By the efforts of the representatives of Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris Department, Attak, Alhamdulillah, an Islamic brother donated a plot for a masjid on a main road on the outskirts of district Attak, Tehsil Chand. The head of Injira Kabina and other Islamic brothers visited the plot.
A place spans over an area around 8,160 square feet was donated to Dawat Islami for masjid by the efforts of the representatives of Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris in Tarap on the outskirts of Tehsil Chand in District Attak. The head of Injira Kabina along with other representatives visited the place and demarcated the place for masjid. On this occasion, the Imam and Khatib of Jame Masjid Usmaniya Tarap, Hafiz Maulana Amjad Asnain, Muddasilul Ali was also present. With respect to this, the head of Kabina told Madani News.
30 مرلے کا پلاٹ وقف کیا ہے آج ہم نے اس پلاٹ کی حد بندی کی ہے مزید ایک کنال بچوں کے مدرسے کے لیے اور ایک کنال بچیوں کے مدرسے کے لیے دینے کی نیت رکھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ اللہ نے چاہا تو مسجد کا بہت جلد ہی سنگ بنیاد رکھنا جائے گا دیکھنے اور سننے والوں سے گزارش ہے کہ آپ بھی آئیے دعوت اسلامی کے ساتھ مالی تعاون فرمائے اللہ پاک ہمیں دین و دنیا کی ڈھیر و ڈھیر بھلائیاں عطا فرمائے
Parents ignore their own wishes and make every possible effort to make their children successful. But due to the prevailing depravity in the society, most parents remain worried about a good upbringing of their children as well. Let's watch this report on how to provide an upbringing to children and what things to keep in mind in this regard.
Every parent wishes that Allah Almighty would grant them the blessing of a child. Thereafter, they start planning for a good future for their children. Parents want to make their child successful in the world so that he would become a responsible member of the society and would make them feel proud. The first school of a child is the lap of his mother. That's why a mother should give a proper upbringing to her children in the early days and strengthen the child's faith in Allah. Children possess sensitive nature, so don't reject their legitimate desires. It would be an injustice to them and will become a means of inferiority complex which will lead them to become irresponsible members of the society. Therefore, it is essential to balance the reformation of their ethics and habits. This will create self-confidence and ability to make the right decision at the right time. Get the child accustomed to the religious environment. Explain to them everything in light of the Holy Quran and the life of the Holy Prophet. Keep distinguishing between good and bad so that they will be able to adhere to these good habits even when they grow up. Mawalligh Daud Islami told Madani News regarding the upbringing of children.
اللہ پاک کی بارگاہ میں اولاد کے نیک ہونے کی دعائیں انبیاء اکرام نے مانگی ہیں. اولاد کی تربیت والدین کا ایک بہت بڑا کام ہے. دعوت اسلامی کے تعلیمی ادارے جہاں پر دینی تعلیم پڑھائی جاتی ہے, جہاں پر عالم دین بنایا جاتا ہے, وہیں پر عصری تعلیم بھی الحمدللہ پڑھائی جاتی ہے. دنیاوی تعلیم کے ساتھ اخلاقی تربیت کا سلسلہ بھی اسی میں کیا جاتا ہے. ہمارا بچہ جب دار المدینہ میں جاتا ہے, اسے قرآن پاک سکھایا جاتا ہے, دعائیں سکھائی جاتی ہیں, اس کی تربیت کی جاتی ہے, کون سی عمر میں نماز پڑھنی ہے, کیا سلسلہ کرنا ہے, قرآن پاک کی تلاوت, والدین کا ادب, بڑوں کا احترام, چھوٹوں پر شفقت, اور اس کے علاوہ بہت کچھ معاشرتی اعتبار سے بھی بتایا جاتا ہے.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have TV, mobile and internet in every house and its dire consequences are extremely disturbing for the society. Parents should keep their children away from TV, mobile and internet and keep an eye on them if they are using these things and show them Ghulam Rasool ke Madani Phool so that they get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami from childhood and enroll them in Madrasat Madina, Jamiat Madina and Darul Madina to make them a good and pious Muslim. In this way, they will fulfill your dreams by becoming Huffaz and Islamic scholars.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
دعوت اسلامی بی گرانٹیڈ ایکسپٹنس پروٹیکٹ اٹ فرام ایول اینڈ ایڈورسٹی یا رب.